This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim, give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
With Karen and Chris. Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? This is Chris Fairbanks.
And this is Karen Kilgara.
We have a lot planned for today.
Oh,
such
my
a great
God.
Show planned.
The agenda goes on and on like a CVS receipt.
Well, we're kidding, of course.
There's nothing planned.
I did buy post-it notes, however. They're still in the package.
Okay.
I just like the movie Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion.
Look, who doesn't?
Yeah. And remember when they lied and said they invented post-it notes?
Yeah.
I thought that's specific and fun. I love Phoebe.
That is such a good movie.
It is a good movie.
It's fun.
It's what's your favorite movie? Is it Moana?
Moana. we were talking about how good Moana is. We're talking about how good I was going to say, sorry, Steven, I was going to say Jurassic Park, but what I mean is...
Jumanji!
Sorry,
wow.
Steven.
Betrayed.
I watched it on an airplane, and I was disturbing strangers.
Because you were laughing so hard?
Hey, man, do you like The Rock, sir? He's great, isn't he? All right, get back to your Sky Mall.
Are you seeing this? Jack Black act like a teenage girl?
I mean, I know you're not hearing it, because I'm using earphones, but he is great. It's a hard role to play. You know, and Jack Black nailed it without offending anyone.
It's true. I feel, well, because he means it, he's doing it with love and respect. He's not, it's not a joke to him. It's real to him. He's really that girl.
Mm-hmm. He went deep character. It was great.
You can feel it.
He went method.
I find when I am quote unquote,
woman passed holding what I very much believe to be a shotgun out the window.
No.
Casually.
To the right?
They just went to a gun show. It was wrapped in some kind of paper,
no.
But I saw the barrels. And she was very proud.
Oh, shit.
Even though we're in Los Angeles, it doesn't mean... There's all types of people here.
Should we try to go up there?
It was like an elephant musket with two barrels.
What?
It was a giant...
Wait a second. Do you think they're shooting Jumanji 2 right now?
She's just a prop master.
But the proudest prop master in Hollywood.
Well, you don't become the level of master without a little bit of pride.
You know
and
how
know-how.
It's a masterful prop person who wraps their guns in paper.
The more I think about it, it may have been to a couple curtain rods.
But still, she had kind of gun pride about those rods.
Yeah. You're right. There was a lot of pride.
She was being intimidatingly proud.
Yeah, she's gonna kill her an elephant, even if it's CGI.
With curtain rods.
I was gonna surprise you guys because Tig said she would be on the episode today, and then she got busy. But we're having this is just a teaser that she'll be on, and then we can make up for that episode where I ruined everything, and then the files were corrupted.
Chris,
yes.
you ruined nothing because if it didn't exist, no one missed it. Only you and I know the heartbreak of that episode. It wasn't your fault.
But it was so good. We all cried. We all were open and emotional. It was so great. And it's lost. Lost forever.
It's lost forever, but we can do it again when we can do it better.
Did you ever hear the I listened to the files, and it was the eeriest, because you would start to hear our voices. Of course, you have a Lamborghini, and of course, red lights don't apply. Ooh! And that person really ran.
That person ran, straight up ran the most intricate intersection in Burbank where you do not run the red light.
No.
Because you're basically taking a left in front of cars.
Yeah, that was scary.
I really wanted that person to crash.
Well,
and learn their lesson.
Well, then someone else would be hurt as well.
Oh. No, I'm hurt.
I just explained why crashes shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
Because it's a two...
I could feel you taking it personally because you're like, I've been in a crash. No. Don't wish it upon anyone.
No, when I scream at someone... I say, I hope you hit a tree or something, just so they are the only ones.
Oh, good. What about that tree, though?
There, hey, as long as it's not a historic oak that's been recognized by the city, take it out.
Do you know that the camphor tree in front of my house has been recognized by the city and I'm not allowed to prune it? Well, only the city can touch it?
I wouldn't go near it if it's a cancer tree.
It's camphor.
I've never heard it. I've never heard of it.
You've never heard of camphophonique when you get a canker sore? That's camphor. It's from those trees.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow, you know stuff.
I'm kind of lying a little bit.
Really?
No.
Oh, God. Oh, I don't know what to believe. One time I was leaving UCB and this motorcycle guy was clearly driving. He was like weaving. You know when motorcycles are weaving?
Yeah.
And he was like waving his arms at me. And I was at a light to merge. You know, sometimes they have lights. And he went around me and like looked back at me and flipped me off.
Okay.
And I had someone in the car with me and I yelled, I hope you hit a tree. Then I got on the freeway, and God, a lot of my stories don't end well. He was in the street. I don't think he was dead. I looked online, but his motorcycle was in pieces, and there was a poor woman that felt responsible, and I wanted to pull over and say, don't take this personally. He was being suicidal.
Yes. On,
but I will never forget that I yelled that. So even though my windows were up, it's like I feel very, I feel a lot about that. I guess...
But you're not a wizard, right?
I'm not. I haven't. Okay. I quit doing that a while back.
Then take that off your list of guilt.
I kept turning everyone into a goat.
Yeah, see, even if you're a wizard and you did wish it, you probably would have done it wrong. So
you're a princess, and you're a princess, and you're... What have you done? That's from Willow. Yeah, thank you.
Did you see the movie The Witch that had Black Phillip the goat in it? And at the end, he said... The goat that talks at the end?
Yeah, I started to watch it, and it was...
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, the person that made that made something else, right?
Yes.
Hereditary or something?
Yes, I think
Ooh.
So. So good.
Goats are scary.
Goats have lizard eyes.
They have perfect vertical rectangles for pupils.
Yes.
No, thank you.
No.
There shouldn't be right angles in eyeball nature.
No, they look like two black triangles laying on each other, staring at you, asking for grain. So I grew up with a goat. We had a goat in our backyard.
Of course you did.
Named Yubi. Because Carol Channing was in a show in San Francisco. I'm positive I've told you this one.
No,
There was a local show in San Francisco about, I believe he was a jazz musician named UB Blake,
mm-hmm.
although that could be wrong also. So Carol Channing did the voice of the commercial for the show, and she go, something, it was like, whoa.
Yeah, they're all doing it. Everyone's doing
God.
It.
Oh, my God.
They're after it today. They're really getting after
it. I mean, what you do is you stop driving, you fucking idiot.
Yep. Oh, good. We got to make eye contact.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I love doing that. But I'm going to be smiling. You know what? I don't want to deal with it. Thank you for speeding up.
I mean, I want to deal with it, but he's not going to come up here because he's a...
Fraud.
He's I'm trying to tell my story about Carol Channing, and he ruined the whole thing.
You were about to do what I imagined was going to be an impression of her, and now...
It was.
Now the expectations are built up, especially since I'm talking about this impression.
Yeah.
And now you're scared to do it.
I don't want to do it.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Karen Kilgariff's Carol Channing...
Something like, who be you be? It was something like that. And we laughed every time we heard it on the radio. So when we got this goat, we named it Yubi. And he had no ears. He was that kind of goat that had no ears. A pygmy, I think, pygmy means small.
Yeah, no, it's...
But he was full size. So it was just no ears and those.
Are you sure he wasn't bred
eyes.
For fighting? Yeah, fighting goats have no ears.
He was not. Okay. He was not a fighting goat.
What? Where did you? I guess I didn't. I thought you lived in like a house in a neighborhood. Were you on a goat, a friendly plot of land?
Yes. When growing up, we were way out in the countryside of Petaluma. West, it's kind of, some people call it West Petaluma. It's 5 miles out of town. Then when I was a senior in high school, my parents built a house like right in town. So then now they live in town.
And then you just had the goat in a penthouse?
Then we gave the we got the goat its own penthouse downtown. We gave the goat or took the goat to my Aunt Jean's house, who has lived on a big, like, 50-acre ranch all my life. And so the goat became friends with her horse, Lady, who was old and just walking around in the field. And Yubi and Lady lived together for, like, 20 more years. And then they both died.
Wow. Together?
Within? Yes. Murder-suicide. Oh no!
That's good. That was a good one. All right, wrap this up.
Okay, see you guys later. Thanks so much. Done.
No, can't be. You can't do the closer in the first 15 minutes.
Yeah, that was poorly timed.
That was really quick. Oh man.
I just pictured the horse also stomping the goat and then like jumping off a cliff. Like, how would that even happen?
Yeah, just because of hooves and inability to hold a knife or gun.
Yep. The planning that would have to go into it.
It would have to be hoof dance. Hoof related. Oh man.
Yeah.
That's great.
Goats.
I feel bad for goats because I don't know. I think they have a reputation for being kind of sinister because they always end up in the middle of pentagrams and everything.
Sure.
And it's not their fault they get beheaded at rituals and
right.
And their blood, they're always bled for certain gods. But
for certain gods.
So when I meet a goat, I'm like, I'm very nice to him because I know he's had a rough reputation.
Yeah.
And they're always really sweet.
They're very sweet, unless you get one of those ones that likes to butt you.
Oh, right. I forgot they do that.
They do that, and they also eat things that you don't want them to eat, like, you know,
tin cans.
Oh, my precious cans.
Where is my can collection that I keep out by the goat shed?
Yubi, no! But, you know, here's a dramatic story from childhood that was pretty amazing, was one day, we lived out on Eastman Lane in Petaluma, out in the country, and we had an acre of land that our house sat on. And so then there was a fence line, and then there was like probably 4 or 5 acres of land. And then at the bottom of this hill, you know, it was like a half a mile away, there was like this weird compound, and it was all these like almost like cabins in a circle. And it was this family that were also kind of like a motorcycle gang. They were really sketchy. And my dad used to watch them through binoculars.
Oh, that's great.
Because like sometimes they would like have a bunch of motorcycles there, and then he'd be like, what are they up to?
Well, he's a first responder.
Yes, exactly. He needed to be ready.
Yeah.
But for the most part, they were quiet and just did their own thing.
Yeah.
And dealt meth within their own community, whatever.
Sure, certainly.
But one day, so there was a little girl that lived down there, and she was much younger than me, but she did also go to my school. And her dog was this German Shepherd, and it got out of their area, snuck up the field, snuck into our backyard, and attacked our goat.
Wow.
And when dogs attack other animals like that, you have to shoot them because they get the taste of blood, and then they're
Really? You're supposed to shoot your dog?
Yes. If it attacks another animal like that, like it attacked this goat like it was like to kill it, only somehow Yubi survived. It was, but see, here's the thing. Stuff like that, when you live out in like farmland, mm-hmm. you know this too, but like, and my Aunt Jean's ranch, we were used to animals dying a lot. Like there was not a lot of romance about animals. Well, and
this is pretty. Look at where we're at.
I know. I want to go keep going up.
We're at the base of a beautiful canyon.
I know.
Los Angeles is kind of cool.
Well, and it was raining so much the last couple days.
It's green up there. It gives you almost an Irish accent.
And look at the clouds right now.
Oh, it's a beautiful cloud.
I think we can.
Sorry.
We might be able to go up here. Let's go up here and see if we can get a bit of a view.
We need more of a vista.
I need
point. Turn
a vista
off.
Point. And I we need also need to scenic. Stop talking about the sad deaths of
I
pets
know.
That don't deserve it.
I started it.
No, I started it.
I started it. And I have a lot more to say about it. I could do it all day.
It's another vista that we can't. Look at the moon. The moon's out already.
Really?
Oh. Look at her.
That's just global warming. The Earth is confused. I went snowboarding for 4 days. I just decided I have no responsibilities, and I went up to a cabin with my buddy Whitey, who shot my comedy special, and there was 4 feet of snow. Like, literally.
Wow.
More than 3 feet of snow. close to 4.
Literally a grammar school child of snow.
Yes, and I haven't been around that much snow since I was a kid. It was just, and yeah, I kind of forgot until I was in it, and I was like, oh, this is how the Earth used to be.
Yeah.
And I had the best, my hip works great. I was like jumping off little rocks and no pain. Like I was really putting it to the test. Like I'm 20, but yeah. I'm not. And it said,
maybe you are.
Yeah, I heard a little voice coming from my hip, a little hip, little femoral head with a mouth and a cartoon. Mm. I'm so happy. But then, of course, it went from 9 degrees to 50 degrees, poured rain, ruined half the snow.
Oh.
And it's like, oh, okay, it's the Earth is very confused right now.
Yeah, the Earth has no idea what the fuck's going on.
It was like watching something slowly
melt.
Yeah.
Like losing an ice cream
cone. It was
cone.
Like watching a snowman die.
It was like that Campbell's Soup commercial where the snowman turns into the child.
Or the movie A Jack Frost, where I'm a background actor, where Michael Keaton dies and then fatherly haunts a snowman and hangs out with his kids again.
Ew.
Teaches them to snowboard.
Is that true?
Yeah, Jack Frost. Great movie.
Teaches them to snowboard.
Mm-hmm. And that was the last, that was also in Truckee. I was in the same town that I did that background work, uncredited.
Were you a snowboarder?
I was a snowboarder in the background, yes.
Wow. Everybody, yeah. Please, please rent Jack Frost.
Yes.
Skip to the snowboarding parts. Look for 90s Chris Fairbanks.
Yeah.
Do you have facial hair in it?
No, I was a young guy. I went there to do art for this snowboard video making company. Mm-hmm. And right when I got there, I was staying in this guy's cabin, the guy that owned the company, and he said, could you put that kettle that was on like a potbelly stove? It's getting dry in here. Can you put some water in that kettle? I don't know how I was supposed to do it, but it was white hot, and I grabbed it and poured water into it, and it steamed my fingers and burned them so bad that I had my phalanges look like chicken fat.
No.
Just big yellow blister fingers. Sorry, everybody.
Gross.
It was real gross, but I wrapped it in gauze and I had a great month of just snowboarding with a highly burned finger that probably should have been seen by a doctor.
Did you do some drinking maybe to cover up that pain?
I did everything for the first time while in Truckee. It is a mountain town of retired lumberjacks or people running from their problems or just getting out of prison. One of the guys that owned the company, his friend from high school or something, had just gotten out of prison.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us, and he looked like Matthew McConaughey, but he had face tattoos. Maybe he didn't have face tattoos. I made that up. But he you can tell he's sketchy. Like one tooth was not doing well in front. When someone doesn't care that much, but they're also handsome, it makes you think they've had a life of crime.
Story of my life.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it.
And he was a felon. And I hung out with him every day, and we had great times. He was the most positive, happy to be out of prison guy.
Awesome.
And a pretty good snowboarder for being in the house, the big house.
Well, he had the passion for it.
And one day he was Oh, we are going. We're driving into a flood zone.
Where are we?
Look at this Partridge Family house.
This is like, it's like we're on Bizarro Laurel Canyon.
We are driving past rainbow houses that do not follow building codes.
And then there's like, and here's Dracula's castle. Like everything's made of stone here.
Oh, look at well, this they shit. Have a dumbwaiter.
They do. Oh my God, I thought you were joking.
It's a cart. It's a cart that goes up and brings supplies so they don't ever have to leave. They have the blood delivered. And then they drank it. We were one night, he's like, you want to watch a video? And he popped in a VHS, and it was a porn that he made of himself.
No.
And he had me watch it, and I watched.
No. Yeah. He was coming on to you.
There was credits and everything.
Wait, was he the director or the star?
He made his own porns.
Was he in it?
He was in it.
And starting
and
it?
Sitting next to me. So he's sitting next to me.
He was an audience member. He was
let's watch this. And I watched it. I'm like, good work. Oh, that's a good performance. Just
Chris,
making comments.
Really? You yes. just powered through it?
I did. I watched it. Like, why am I? It's you having. I think I didn't want to make him mad. I think he, you know, he's a prison guy.
Yes.
I'm like, what? I don't want to watch her have sex. He's like, that's what the last guy said to me, and I spent 15 years in the big house. Because he hurt my feelings about not wanting to see my porn.
Right, you just wanted to keep it in line.
Yeah, I just wanted to make the guy happy. And I'm like, oh, there you are, but with a boner. Here we go.
What?
And I watched it, yeah.
You boys and your hijinks.
What was I supposed to do?
No, I don't know.
Take the VCR and throw it out the cabin window?
Well, because the second... Oh, that's cool. The
oh,
second...
Oh, yeah, that is a neat...
I
what
love
is
that.
It? It's very 70s, but
60s,
cool.
70s? Yeah.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Wow, this is cool. And we are driving in a kind of a river.
Yeah, I don't... Where's this goddamn water coming from? Look at that fucking chalet.
Oh. Hansel and Gretel.
That's a straight-up chalet, you guys.
Oh, just made of candy.
Because here's the thing. If somebody sits down and says, hey, look at this porn I'm in, and puts it in...
He didn't... He just... I found out it was a porn when I was watching it.
So you know you're dealing with a weirdo off the bat. Like, you can't make any sudden moves
at that
point. I knew
for days before that he is a weirdo.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's a topper right mm-hmm. there. That's like a big move.
Yeah.
And that's like, that's here, look at my dick, watch me fuck someone?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a lot to ask.
Yeah, and I've always been pretty good at picking up vibes. Like, he wasn't looking at me out of the corner of it. Maybe he was.
Maybe you loved his performance so much you couldn't tell.
Yeah, he's just, and I'm all sex aside, the guy's a great actor. I really believed he was in love with these women.
I believed he had a huge living room with white leather couches.
Yes.
It's believable. What? Where are we? Look at this.
Yeah, 12. This is a gang. You don't just have a fleet of black cars.
Wow.
Oh, and we're probably on their hit list now.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, one of them's silver. It's okay.
Oh, okay, good. Okay.
I think that's
the Armenian
that
mafia.
That was a villain house. You don't just have a bunch of black sports cars.
I want to move up here now.
I want a life of crime.
I want to get in with those people.
Ooh, this would be a good place for me to make my own porno.
And then show it around all my friends.
Yeah, unsolicited and surprisingly.
That's like going up to someone and being like, lifting your tongue and being like, look in here. It's just so private.
Yeah, it was. And I thought it was very strange at the time, but I like a good story, and I do know that's the first time I've told it.
It is a good story, and I definitely would have remembered that one.
Yeah, there's that.
The prison porn.
And I had my burnt fingers, and someone gave me a sugar cube one time and said, here, eat this, and it was acid, and I was, so that's how I did acid. That was a surprise. That was a surprise, too.
That was also in Truckee?
Turns out it makes you feel good.
Turns out you giggle at nothing.
And I went, and I danced in Reno, and I breakdanced and did moves. Drugs are one hell of a drug. It was so fun. And I went bungee jumping the next day, still high, and I dyed flames into my hair. I was just living life.
God damn.
Yeah, you know, I was young. I was like 23.
There was two girls we went to college with who were from Truckee, who were so from Truckee, and I wish I could remember their names now, but they were like both blonde. And one was like the skinny version of a blonde girl from Truckee, and one was like the big boobed version of a girl from Truckee. It was, they were like a little bit scary, but I also always wanted to drink with them.
Yeah,
they didn't
yeah.
really like us that much, but we made them hang out with us anyway. It was hilarious. Oh, and one of them had a day bed. God, I hope one of them hears this and knows that I remember. They had day beds like in their rooms, and one had taken Christmas lights and written Skid Row in Christmas lights over her bed.
Yes.
The band. She
That's
was such
so
a
great.
Such a fan of Skid Row.
That's so awesome. What is a day bed?
Day beds are the ones that look like weird. They like have brass around the outside, so it kind of looks like a version of a couch.
Okay.
And then you pull out. You can either sleep in it, but sometimes they have other mattresses on the bottom, so there's like two beds.
Okay, I gotcha. I know what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, I just made a great invention though, a bidet bed.
Ew.
You lay in it, and you know the rest. There's a button on the bed knob. Push it. Do I have to spell it out for you?
You really don't.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Bidet by day.
Please write that down for your comedy set.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm watching the edits of my special thing. I realize I do. I'm like so juvenile with my topics.
No,
it's just dicks this and toilet this.
That's not true.
I mean, that's the stuff that people laugh at. That's the stuff that went the best.
Well, that's good comedy. But also, you don't. That's not the majority of what you do.
No,
you just
you're
sprinkle
right.
it in.
Yeah,
you were good at comedy.
Thank you.
It must be. I can't imagine. I can barely listen to like a 10-minute, listen back to a 10-minute set. I'm like, why did I ever think I could do?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Do this anytime I listen to a set, so I can't imagine watching a special.
That's how I know it went well, because I don't, I can't stand seeing myself, and I'm pretty hard on myself. After that, I felt okay, and then when I watched it, it was easy. It was okay for me to watch it. Ooh, we're near that haunted house. I know we keep shoving it down people's throats, I'm very excited.
Me too.
It's
I can't
being
wait.
Edited by a fancy editor. And then it's going to get sound mixed by a fancy sound mixer guy that's done a bunch of stuff.
Love it.
Very excited.
Oh, this is where I was trying to go up.
Oh, here we go. This is like a park then?
Yeah. Basically. It's like the... I thought it's where we were before.
Ooh, fire danger. Today, they...
Yes!
They're Smokey the Bear. He can smell a fire before it starts to flame.
Oh, is that true?
Smokey the Bear. That's how he got his name.
That's how he... He's a super taster and a super smeller. He doesn't like cilantro, and he knows where all the fires are. These are the fires, Stephen, that we were talking about. Stephen on the ones and twos.
Yo.
We were talking about the Burbank fires before we left for our Australia trip. Now 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Really?
1997.
Wait, how long have you done My Favorite Murder?
3 years.
This
January.
Yeah, January. Last month.
How long have we done this?
I think 6 years.
Holy
or five.
Shit.
But really often.
What year is it?
Season one was about 5 years, 4 years long. 5 years long.
Oh, right, right.
Or
sure.
So. Or
sure.
So.
Yeah.
Not positive.
Yeah.
But this is where the fire was?
Yes, these are the hills that were all on fire.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. Well, it made for interesting patchy vegetation.
Yeah.
I think they call it deforestation. Fires are a natural occurrence.
They need to happen.
Yes.
It's good for the forest floor. It's good for future trees.
And don't just go out there because of what we said and start throwing cigarettes willy-nilly into dry bushes.
No, 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 no
animals setting fires.
Yes, squirrels smoking, that kind of stuff.
Goats clipping their hooves together to create a spark.
Because Satan told them to.
Yes, the goat told me to do it. Oh, look at that little girl. She's too young to golf.
She's golfing. She doesn't give a shit.
She's so funny. Oh, God.
Yay, modern girls.
Yeah, that looks... This is beautiful. Why have I never been here?
And there's... Look, there's a restaurant up
here. We're going
here.
To the Castaway?
The Castaway is this gorgeous restaurant. I've never been here, and I've lived in Burbank for 15 years.
I wonder if it's now open. Oh, there's a sign. Yeah, it
is. Yeah, there's a humongous sign. Look at this, Stephen. Will you take a picture?
This is beautiful.
Thank you. Look at... So there's the porch of the Castaway.
This is... That's like the... A house from James Bond or
yes.
something.
This is for romance.
This is.
It's for romance only.
Wow, yeah, you can't just go there. I'll sit at the bar.
Yeah, no, please don't.
In my sweatpants.
And don't go with like a workmate that you don't have feelings about.
Right, right.
Not
Make
here.
Make sure it's a romantic workmate. Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
There we're just, oh, God.
Sorry, we were just trying to look at the view.
We were just looking at the view. No,
can we turn around?
No worries.
Sorry about that.
Just make a U-turn to the left.
Thank you.
Boy, those guys had some fucking attitude, huh?
They can...
Look at those little guys in suits.
Oh, it's special occasion?
Yeah. Kids love tuxedos. They just do. They love the tight neck and the tie. This is really pretty.
Yeah,
is this like
rad.
A place that's like... I would go to eat there and then look at the bill and then go, what?
Yes, I think they really gouge you for this view, but it's kind of worth
it. It's really beautiful, yeah.
Especially tonight is, whoever did their, made their reservation tonight was smart.
Yeah, why, what's tonight?
That rad view.
Oh, yeah, they were sweet. At least check the weather.
Because it's rained so much lately that it's all, there's no pollution for, you know, about a day and a half.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, it is clear out.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's really, this isn't a bad city. I'm tired of people, I mean, it has its problems. Let's be honest, I don't like it. But it's beautiful, so nearby you can just, which is why, of course, Hollywood was here. You can mimic the desert, you can mimic pine trees in Montana, out by just Malibu. It's everything. Is here.
Yes, that's why people get such bad allergies, because there's so many non-native plants, because people have brought in every kind of thing, because it was a desert.
That's why I have, I actually did have a whole, I don't know what to do with bee pollen, but I had bee pollen from where I'm from, and I was supposed to take scoops of it, and I don't know, my mom told me to put bee pollen in my mouth.
For better, so you wouldn't get allergies?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I think so. But I don't want to experiment with pollen.
Why not?
I don't know what to do.
It's just like acid.
It was a... So I got to be surprised with it and go dancing?
Yeah. Just be yourself.
It was literally a whole thing of little yellow pellets that you see on little bee's knees.
Oh.
Remember bees?
Remember when they used to be alive?
Bees were cute.
Look at that. This looks like... shit. What's that artist where it's all like antiquity... People laying around in marble.
Oh.
Things.
I don't know, but his work is at the Getty.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's all these clouds. Did you get this, Stephen?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
It is beautiful.
It's so nice. Can you find my regular glasses, Stephen?
Yeah,
now
yeah.
It's getting too dark. Ooh, it's so pink.
Yeah.
It's getting too dark to wear these, my prescription sunglasses.
God, how do you do it? Look
They're
at
in
you.
A pocket.
You're
sorry.
Drinking coffee, you're reaching back, you're talking and I'm driving. And running into this car all at the same time.
Yeah, I can do it all. I can crash us while changing glasses. Whoops. Now we're in a dust storm.
Oh, yeah.
From the mud, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. That is what it is.
Yeah. I looked at houses up here when I moved to Burbank, and there were some great ones, and I really loved the idea of it, but it just felt weird. It just felt like it was a neighborhood of, like, families and adults, and I didn't belong. So
yeah, yeah.
I didn't do it.
Well, you have your late night parties.
Oh, God, all the intravenous drugs I use. They don't want that around.
Not in this neighborhood.
No,
it is nice. And it looks like affordable, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
No offense to these houses. They
well, they've
affordable.
Been here. I think they're like 30s, 40s, 50s
yeah,
houses.
Yeah.
It's
For
nice.
Sure. It is beautiful.
Look, see, he's taking a picture of the sky.
Yeah.
Not just us.
Did he fix his hair to look like... I did a costume where I had a man stuck in the wind, and it looks like he did that to his hair. Like, I just hairsprayed it and went to the side and taped a leaf to my face.
Like, straight back?
It's the easiest costume ever. You just take a suit, you put a wire hanger in the tie and have that shooting off to the side, and gel all your hair into that direction, and then put leaves and newspapers on the side where the wind is hitting you, and it looks like a man in the wind. And it takes 15 minutes.
And people love it, I bet.
Next Halloween or just an off-season costume party, feel free to be a man in the wind, even if you're a lady.
Okay, that's all I wanted to hear. Inclusion and permission, please.
Yes.
I bet you that's the kind of costume people were just delighted with you everywhere you went.
Yeah, and it's easy. I always have these costume ideas, and, you know,
I don't realize... Let's hear some other ones.
Well, I was a walking toilet once. I made a toilet out of paper mache. I molded it around my own toilet, and then I slipped into it. I made little foam rubber legs with little hinged knees, and those kind of dangled on top. And then my real legs became the legs of the toilet. So I put these white leggings on, and they attached to the bottom of the toilet. And it really looked like a guy sitting on a walking toilet. It looks so funny. Everywhere I went, people threw money at me.
I
won like 3 different costume contests. I did. It was a non-social Halloween. I went out and I made some money.
You made some rent money.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Yeah, it was great. There's a little toilet, the tank made from styrofoam, and there was toilet paper and magazines on the tank. It was just it was the best idea I ever had. But with a guy in the wind, you can just go to the bathroom. I had encased my torso in chicken wire, which was cutting into my sides, and I couldn't take it off and go to the bathroom.
Wow.
Like, I didn't think about the bathroom.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Did you pee into your own paper mache toilet?
I don't want to say.
That's a firm yes.
I was able to figure it out, but I think it involved ripping a hole in the toilet tights.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
look.
You know.
Hey.
I did what I had to.
You sure did.
And you can also do that. You can make a little person. Like, once I shaved my legs and I was a little witch and I was on her shoulders and the witch was like kind of smiling and carrying me around. And that will look very scary.
Was it scary?
Yeah, it was very scary. She's very sinister and her back had to be hunched for me to be in there.
And were you acting like she took you against your will? Or that you were getting a ride?
It was cooperative.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She had her little... hands made of pantyhose in foam, and they were holding onto my legs as if she was, hey, don't fall now. I'm a good witch. Let me steady you.
That's funny.
It was fun.
Like a witch mother.
Yeah.
Kind of, and you were her little witch baby.
You know, these witches, when they make candy houses to lure the children, they really are doing it out of me. They really just want to have kids.
Yeah. Yeah, they want to have kids so they can eat them.
Yes.
Look at this old...
Well, some people want to have kids so they can become little movie stars.
Yeah, that's true. It's all gross.
That's a beautiful house. Look at that
ranch-style
home. I bet they have a goat.
I bet that it's a goat family that lives in that
home. It's weird, though, all these houses where... That one, too, they clearly a dozen people live there. There was a parking lot.
Yes.
They had parking lines painted in their driveway.
Right. Yeah. Some people get into it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, I guess you'd have to live with a bunch of people in this economy.
Yeah. Oh, well, and if you're shipping your whole family over from, you know, there's a lot of direct from Armenians that live in this neighborhood.
Oh, and also it's probably part of tradition to be like, hey, stick with the family.
Yes.
That's exactly. How it is in everywhere but America. In America, it's like, my parents are old. See you guys later.
Bye, I hate you.
Hope you don't lose your minds.
Thanks for the money.
Yeah, it's kind of, but in, you know, Japan and Native American people, they live with, to the point where it seemed to me like in Montana on reservations, people did go to college or they did find a way out. And then there's this pressure to stay with the tribe.
Yes.
And with the family, and then you're like locked into this community, even if you want to get out. And it's kind of, there's a really good documentary about it. I wish I knew the name of it, but all these these Native American kids that went to college and got degrees, and then they just went back home and became cowboys and dealt with horses. And it's like, you could be a doctor, but you gotta stay with your parents.
Well, but also there's the, that, you know, those communities need people. I mean, from what I know from the murder side, where there's such underserved communities.
Yeah.
And they don't have good help and representation, and they don't have, you know, police force and all those things. It's all like you're on your own, as if it was their fucking choice.
Yeah.
You know, to be on a reservation. It's really fucked up.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We were at a skate park that had just been built, and all these kids are like, finally they have something to do, and it's really cool. I've talked about that before, that I
love that, though.
Want to make a documentary about that. But this kid had his hand wrapped, and I was like, what happened to your hand? And he's like, oh, these older kids pushed me and I hurt my hand today. And I'm like, oh no. And then he was like, but my uncle went and beat one of them up. And then they retaliated against my grandpa, and one of them cut off part of his ear. And I'm like, what are you talking about? This all happened today. And then right then, these tribal police were rushing to arrest the kid's uncle or his dad. I know I told a weird version of that story, but he just matter-of-factly told me this happened. Mm-hmm. And then right then, they had to wait for cops to come from somewhere else, because there were no cops in Browning.
Right.
They were like nearby. It was just really sad. I'm like, you sweet little boy, I'm sorry that you are so calmly having to tell this story. And he's a little hurt hand.
Yeah. God, this is a bummer episode.
I know, but hey.
What are we supposed to do?
I know, I tend to do this. But I'm making light of it. That guy got his ear cut off.
You're not.
Speaking of cops.
Oh, shit.
Drive
be
slow.
Cool.
Everyone, where's
We're
that joint?
Get pulled over for podcasting.
Now, what tiny town is this?
Isn't this cute? It's Kenneth Village.
Really?
Uh-huh.
They have a commissary.
I know. It's, there's an Italian restaurant that's really good, that because my friend Karen Anderson lives down the street here. And so we used to come here and eat. This is like a classic 60s strip mall made of bricks.
Oh, wow. Cool. Are we in La Crescenta, sort of?
No, we're in Burbank.
Okay. Oh, okay.
This is Burbank Glendale. Like, we're moving onto the Glendale side of Burbank.
I mean, that looked like a tiny town that you would find in the Midwest or something.
Also, this is a graveyard.
Oh, ghosts.
You can't see it, though, because they built a high fence.
No one wants to see that.
Nobody wants to look at it. Wait, now, there was something we were waiting to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think was it?
Something that was a bummer?
Oh, it was a list of all my sad thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Number one.
Santa scroll.
All the pets I've had that have died.
Do you remember sort of the range of topics that it was within?
Well, I think it was things that have gone on recently.
Oh.
Oh, I just went to Honolulu.
Oh, yes. We were going to talk about Hawaii.
Hawaii, because we had the best vacation.
And you said you spent the whole time wearing black long sleeve turtlenecks.
Yes, so.
Because you're in the theater.
Turtlenecks, yes. I'm always running props for a play or ready to. And.
You're a prop master.
Yes, always. At the ready. It was me, Georgia, her husband Vince, and Lizzie Cooperman. And.
Lizzie was there?
We brought Lizzie with us.
I saw a picture of her. And it said Hawaii, and I thought it was like a joke.
No.
Awesome.
We brought her with us. It was super fun. So we went and stayed at this, like, Lizzie shared my room. We just hung out, and then one day we stayed an extra day. So we were like, okay, we should actually do something touristy. So Vince booked us onto a sunset catamaran cruise.
Cool.
And Lizzie immediately was like, I'm not going on that. And so she drops out. And then...
Why?
She just didn't want to.
Well, I wouldn't, maybe because I was, I will get sick on that boat.
Yes.
Right.
It looked like the kind of boat you'd definitely get sick on. It had been very windy when we got there.
Okay.
So I think we were all a tiny bit nervous. Then I go down to meet Georgia and Vince, and I realized lately my I have a very bad habit. If a text is longer than two lines, mm-hmm. I will only read the first and last line.
Oh, good to know.
I don't what read if, the middle part.
What if I send you short bursts?
That's the way to communicate.
You know what I do, though, because I don't like ding, ding, the phone constantly going off with each sentence. What I do is I...
mute it?
It's all one text to you, but I put several spaces in between all my points.
That would be great for me.
I think it works great.
Okay, yeah. Great. If it's not too much of a pain for you...
No.
Because here's the thing. I just go like, okay, I know what we're doing. I just always assume I know what's going on, and I never know what's going on. So I just scan things, uh-huh. and Vince very clearly said that the cruise I booked us on is out in front of Duke's. I didn't know. I assumed Duke's was the restaurant down at our hotel. Uh-huh. It was down the street. It was like 10 minutes down the road.
There's multiple Dukes.
There's no. There's just the one I was assuming the place. I just made a bunch of weird assumptions for no reason.
Sure.
There was a catamaran that you could get onto in front of our hotel directly. And I think he may have gestured toward it when we were talking about it just to go like one of those. But uh-huh. I assumed once he did that, I was like, that's where we're going. The end. I don't need to read any more information about it or even look into it.
Right.
So I went down to get on that one and I didn't bring my hotel room key because I couldn't find it and I didn't want to be late, which was a dumb choice. Like be a couple minutes later and make sure you have the thing that gets you in and around the entire hotel.
Right, right. The most important part of hotel living.
Yes. And even in the elevator, like all of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm stuck in the pool area and I have to wait for those guys to get there to get me out of the gate and onto the beach. So I'm like, are you guys here or whatever? And they are assuming I'm coming down there. Very crazy. So I'm standing there and I'm looking at there's a bunch of people in line. I'm watching people get onto the catamaran in tank tops and visors and right. shorts and sundresses. And I'm dressed like this, all black, long sleeve. Like, it doesn't even fucking make sense the way I'm dressed. And then I get the text that Vince was like, yeah, we don't see you. Like, you keep saying you're here. And then he goes, oh, no. I'm like, I'm right here in front of the hotel. Then he's like, oh, no. And then he resends me the text that had all the correct information in it.
Oh, no, yeah,
and I was just like, I'm sorry.
I'm at Duke's that is a John Wayne museum.
I meant just things I named Duke's. But then I was just like, have fun. And then they're like, we don't want to go. Like, everyone was like, nobody really wanted to go. We were just doing touristy things so we didn't feel bad.
Right, right, right.
Essentially. But I was like, but doing touristy things makes me feel bad because I don't wear tank tops and I don't get on boats. And like, none of that is anything that I am interested in. I just want to participate. I can't explain.
I know. I felt like when I was in Maui, I should have been like, wait, I should be climbing waterfalls and swimming. And I did do some of that, but there's a lot of pressure to be as Hawaii as you can be while you're there.
Yes. And also just being like, I'm super pale. I burn in 1 second. Like, I don't like being in the sun at all. It makes me sick to my stomach. I don't wear clothes with trees or plants on them. I don't wear pink things or like all of it was just made me feel like a little bit of a lunatic.
I would have to prepare. You got to get a base tan.
Yes.
You got to hit the tanning booth, get a nice base tan.
And then just get some kind of a low key sundress.
Mm-hmm.
Indoor, outdoor, nighttime, daytime, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I just didn't have my...
It's funny, but everyone, the locals in Maui, when last time I was in Hawaii, they made fun of me for just owning socks. No net socks. It's flip-flops. People were pointing and like, hey, nice socks. And then I realized, because I only brought a few pair of socks, I went to one of those ABC stores that are everywhere there.
The best.
And I asked if they sold socks, and then they just laughed in my face. Like, socks are like snakes in Hawaii. They just don't exist.
Yes.
People don't bring them in.
Nope, you're not allowed to.
Mm-mm. You can take your socks and your snakes and your soil and get back to the mainland, you turtle howley.
You howley?
Yeah.
Now.
When you stop being a howley, that's from the movie North Shore.
Oh.
Yeah, I know it. And that was a white guy that sounded like that. I know it sounded like I was doing a
But you were doing an impression of a racist white guy.
No, this guy Turtle from North Shore. It's a great movie.
Okay.
Yeah, a guy from Arizona that learns to surf in a wave pool, and then he wins the big surf U.S. Open. Or Pipeline or whatever.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Okay.
And he's a graphic designer, and that's how he pays for his lessons.
Now, North Shore, would that then take place on Oahu? Was it one of those, like a big wave surfing competition?
Yeah, but like a lot of movies, it's probably just all took place in Maui, and that none of it was really true.
And make locals sick to their stomach to see it.
Oh man, that's not where the main hut is.
But can I ask, were you wearing flip-flops with socks?
I do not wear flip-flops. I'm opposed to them.
Okay.
I do not like how they feel. I do not like the blisters that happen between my toes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like how they sound.
Right.
I don't like the sound. I don't like flips. I don't like flops. And I don't like stubbing my fucking toe everywhere I go.
Okay.
I do like rhyming, but I don't like my timing. I do like shoes, and I do...
Terrible.
I'm sorry. I'm a wordsmith. A lot of people think that's an old-timey version of comedy.
Can I tell you a story about flip-flops in Hawaii?
Yes.
I have flip-flops because, as you know, and I like to complain about, I have plantar fasciitis on my feet now.
Sure.
Which is a tightening of the muscle that goes from the bottom of your, underneath your toes, all the way up your hamstring to your butt.
Good lord.
It tightens up, and then you can't walk. It hurts really bad.
Have you tried swimming? You gotta just get the blood in your legs.
Actually, I was swimming there before, when in the fall, I was swimming every morning, and it was really helping.
Yeah.
And then it got very cold, and I was trying to turn the heater on and fight the cold, and then my pool man said, please don't do this anymore.
Okay.
And so I turned the heater on.
One thing I like about him is he's so classy.
He's really classy. And he also always signs all of his envelopes to me. He'll put a note on my car that says, please fill up the pool. And he always signs it, Mr. Poolman.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, that's terrific. You do know I know your name.
I know your name. Circus is your name. You've been my pool
man. Circus?
His name is Circus, not spelled like Circus.
Oh, God.
He's been my pool man for 10 years, and he still is from the pool man or Mr. Pool Man. I'm just I know you. We talk all the time. So we're in Hawaii. I'm wearing my special flip-flops for plantar fasciitis. They give you lots of arch support, but they're kind of rubbery, so they've got a Crocs element to them, but they're flip-flops.
Great, yeah.
So they're a bit slippery. It's insanely windy and rainy. We're walking up to Starbucks. Lizzie and I are out shopping, and I go, hey, can I go get a Starbucks? And she's like, sure. And I'm a couple steps ahead of her. I walk up the steps, and on the third step, I don't lift my left foot high enough. My flip-flop catches on the step.
Typical flip-flop.
Move. I start tripping and falling, but catching myself. So I fall, catch myself, fall more, catch myself again, and then fall into the Starbucks front window. literally it was this.
Okay. Oh, that's so Chevy Chasey.
It was so loud, and it's a miracle that window didn't break, because I fell against it hard.
What if it did?
That would actually be the perfect way for me to die. It would be exactly right for me.
Plantar fasciitis flip-flop fiasco.
It was,
It
was so embarrassing. I didn't get Starbucks because I couldn't go in. And then I was thinking, I was just telling myself, that's probably just that side area that's the hallway back to the bathroom. So I bet no one saw it. When I finally got the guts to go to that Starbucks, it was the smallest Starbucks, and I basically fell into the window where everyone's just facing out.
So from their point of view, it was just silent in there. They're listening to Sarah McLachlan's new compilation that they sell by the mints.
Yep.
And then there's a big thud, and then you just, with a red face, walking the opposite direction.
Yep.
Oh, did your face press against it and slowly squeeze?
My left cheek, my left arm, my left cheek. I mean, I went it was ridiculous.
An oily impression.
It was so embarrassing.
One time I saw this guy, it was sad because he's older, but he had these bags of ice, the ice fell out of one, and then he slipped on those ice, and then dove and belly flopped on the other bag of ice, and ice went everywhere, and he slid. And I laughed right at him. I was right there and I laughed at his fall. I couldn't help it.
No, how could you not?
It's just all these elements lining up. If it didn't hurt, he would have appreciated it.
Was he hurt a little?
I think so. I just ran away. I just had to get away. It's so funny.
It's
what I watch on Instagram. I have a problem.
Have you seen the GIF? This is my favorite GIF, and I think this girl did it on purpose. The popcorn one? It's a girl inside what looks like, it looks just like the movie theater at the Grove, but she's walking and holding a huge tub of popcorn, and she basically walks, starts to, like, kind of starts to trip, and then basically, like, does three huge steps and then just bites it on her face like she's sliding into home base.
Yeah, that's the same.
It's there the it is. Best. Look at her.
Look at that.
But don't you think she did it on purpose? There's no reason.
She threw it up in the air.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, there is. That might be. There's a girl that falls publicly, and it was early YouTube, and I think that's her.
Oh, okay.
But I don't care. She's physically talented at... Oh, we almost did.
So sorry.
This is the intersection.
Yes.
And you almost pulled what that guy pulled.
No, but I would never.
No, you
Do
didn't.
You know that...
And thank you for putting your arm in front of me. I would have launched across the hood.
You would have gone right into the Starbucks window of my windshield.
I would have tossed out like a human book bag.
Do you know that that's one of the main reasons that my ex and I got together was he used to do falls like that in front of people on purpose all the time.
Really?
And everyone thought it was real. And it was like one of the most delightful things. He always did it because if we went to the beach, he'd be like, I'm going to go jump in the water. And then when he would run out of the water, he would find like a pack of teenagers and run out of the water near them and then just fucking bite it on the beach, and they would all laugh at him, and he would act like all hurt and sad, but he completely did it on purpose. He used to do it at work all the time too. He'd pretend to be calling someone and be like, oh hey, and like start jogging and then just like bite it on the carpet. It is one of my favorite things.
Yeah, it's a great, my dad did that in high school. There was like a parent teacher thing, and I think I was in trouble for I got in trouble sometimes, and my dad to lighten the mood, and my friends knew he was kidding, but he fell down the like the marble stairs and like like pretended his head was hitting him, but he just slid down him, because it was so funny.
That's
and then everyone
hilarious.
Was concerned, and then all of a sudden the focus wasn't on me, or that's how the story is going right now.
That's a good dad move.
Yeah, it is. Oh, it's a good dad falls down the stairs
for his rebellious son.
Yep,
who won't listen.
Yep. It's the best. Good job. Good job, Jim.
Good job, Jim.
Yeah, both are Jims.
We have two Jim dads.
My dad's always at the goddamn gym. That just came. That's one of my dumb jokes.
Is it in the special?
Yeah.
Can we find level?
A lot of it isn't. A lot of what I do, it didn't make it in. Because
really?
The crowd was a good crowd. And they were like, don't put that one in. Like, and then if something was good, they're like, yes, that. They were the best crowd.
That's great.
Yeah, it was.
Don't put that one in.
Speaking of gyms, there's a lot of requests for you to have your dad in the car.
I would love it.
Yeah.
The only thing is, and I think I've told you this, but my dad is just like the Hello My Baby frog from that cartoon where you open the box and the frog dances and lifts off his hat. And then if somebody comes around, he won't do it.
Yeah, of course.
And that's what my dad's always been like. But I think if I trick my dad, if I say, can we do this? And he agrees, but then I don't tell him we're recording.
Right.
That's going to be the key.
Yeah, that would be great.
Because I do that a lot. I've done it a couple times where, like, he does a lot of impressions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When we're watching TV, like, somebody will come on, he'll start talking about how much he doesn't like that person, and then I'll do an impression. But if he knows I'm recording him, he won't do it.
I think that's a good plan. Yeah. Some of my funniest friends growing up, so funny. Funnier than most comics I know. But yes, if you say, hey, tell that story, or do they can't. It's just like, it takes practice to get comfortable doing that. I had to learn to... I used to get petrified if someone's like, do the thing you did today. I'm like, well, now I can't. You want me to do it.
That's funny because I've always done it. I think because my sister. Oh, I know. Here we go.
No.
My sister.
Ooh, that guy didn't like that we weren't going 90. Well, I hope you hit a tree. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it'll happen.
A tree that deserves it.
A bad tree. My the sister tree always made me perform. So it was almost like I never thought there was a choice.
Right, right.
It was just, and my family would do it too. It'd be like, Karen, stand up and sing that song. And I'd be like, well, I guess this is my job in the family.
And I don't know if it embarrasses you or what, but I, when I saw you on America's Funniest Video or something where you submitted your own, and yeah. You were a kid, really, or you were in your 20s,
I was 18, I think, 18. When I did that.
And yeah. I don't, it was like a Valley Girl or something.
Yes.
I knew of you, and I met you on like a party when I visited once, and I saw that on TV, I'm like, that's how she got her start. Thank you, Bob Saget. Thank you.
It was Dave Coulier. It was that long. It was old.
Oh, God.
Even older.
When I did Just for Laughs, he showed up and did his jackalope. He brought a little rabbit head with antlers and did his fast as fast can be, you can't catch me, from Funniest American Videos and from Canada, whatever it was called. And it was, the crowd was just like, they were in shock.
Yeah.
And it did not go well.
No, I bet it didn't. People don't want that shit.
No.
They already had
people
it.
People don't want that shit.
They don't want unheated leftovers. No thanks. I'm at a comedy festival.
Not cool, eh? Not cool, cool, eh? Cool, yeah.
God, we've been heartbreaking.
We've been bumming people out primarily, 90%.
We've been very critical of a lot of things that maybe we shouldn't even be talking about.
Sure, sure.
We've gone into areas we've never gone into before.
Have I said things I'll regret?
We'll find out. We'll find out if the price is right.
Oh, I hope I get some tweets.
Anything to plug, Chris? Any appearances?
Oh, I just thought of something. I just booked some shows in San Francisco at the Shelton Theater. It's a show called Cheaper Than Therapy. I'm there from February 21st to the 24th. So go to that if you live in the Bay Area.
And then we have we're going to have a very special guest coming up soon.
Yeah, I may or may not have alluded to that earlier.
Yeah.
If you don't remember.
Then it's your problem.
Be kind, rewind. How about you? What are you doing?
Nothing. We're doing shows on the road.
Yeah.
So
check a theater near you.
Check a theater near you. But I am going to be at Largo on March 4th doing the Sklar's live podcast.
That'll
I think
be
that's
fun.
Something people can go to if they want to.
Sure.
Oh, you know what? I just did erotic fan fiction the other night.
Oh, that's pretty fun.
And I'd never done it before. It
did
was
you
super
choose
fun.
To improvise one given to you on this? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
The pre-written stuff. That's not for me.
No. Yeah. I did the improvised one. I did one about Mark Zuckerberg making toast sexually, and it was super fun.
It is fun. It also has the potential to not be fun. That's why that show, when it goes well, it's kind of like Set List, where you have to make up jokes based on some words. When it goes well, you really appreciate it.
Yes.
You feel like you did something.
Because I felt like it could have been one of two ways.
No, I've had it go both ways, and one ends sweaty. And then it's really sweaty, like now. But, well, then it's good to see you.
Yes, both. You too, my friend.
Good to see you, Steven.
Good to see you.
Thank you, Steven.
You've been listening to Do You Need a Ride? DYN.
AR!
Oh, angry neighbor!
Angry neighbor!
Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date. Terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
Do you need a ride? Do you need a ride? Do you need a ride? Do you need a ride?
with Karen and Chris.